USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Air Force One just landing outside Washington as President Trump returns home from his historic meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore. The two discussing a plan towards denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
We made a lot of progress, tremendous amount of progress. So one of the things that I'm very happy about, we're not going to play the war games anymore, which, you know how expensive that is? We're flying these massive bombers in for practice from Guam. I said, how far is Guam? 6.5 hours, sir. I said, that's a long way for a big bomber times, you know, 20. And so we're not going to be doing the war games as long as we're negotiating in good faith.
Trump speaking there on Hannity on Fox last night. House Speaker Paul Ryan will be bringing two immigration bills before the U.S. House next week in a bid to stop a bipartisan plan that was trying to force a vote on DACA. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Wayne Island Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
South Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Sanford kicked out of a chance to reclaim his seat, losing a primary race yesterday to Katie Arrington, who had been endorsed at the last minute by President Trump, who also said that Sanford had been, quote, very unhelpful when it comes to him trying to make America great again. A federal judge ruling that special counsel Robert Mueller must reveal the names of people and organizations he believes acted as unregistered foreign agents in the case against former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort.
The unidentified agents allegedly acted on Manafort's behest in a scheme to lobby on behalf of Ukraine. The judge also requested the identities of other people that Manafort is accused of trying to influence, which led to new witness tampering charges last week. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A judge clears the way for the huge AT&T Time Warner merger to happen, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hurricane Bud now weakening as it approaches Mexico's Baja California. Bud weakened to a Category 1 storm and will likely become a tropical storm in the next few hours. It is expected to hit Baja California on Thursday. Its remnants forecast to drift up into the southwestern U.S., and it will bring some much-needed rain to drought-stricken Arizona and New Mexico. On the Vice President's schedule today, remarks to the annual meeting of the Southern Baptist Convention, as Mike Pence is expected to thank Southern Baptists for the contributions they make to the moral fabric of the nation. The convention got started yesterday in Dallas. It comes as Pastor Paige Patterson, the former president of the Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, removed himself as the keynote speaker amid allegations that he mishandled reports of abuse. The appearance by Pence also comes after a failed motion from the floor of the convention to have his remarks replaced by a time of prayer. And Tesla is now laying off thousands of workers in an effort to turn a profit. CEO Elon Musk confirming in an email yesterday that 9% of the electric car maker's workforce will be getting pink slips. That amounts to about 4,000 people. Musk explaining in that email to workers that being profitable hasn't been the company's goal, but it is necessary if they hope to drive the world into a new era of clean energy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.